Big Screen, Little Screen, sponsored by Sky Show, from $9.90 a month with no commitment. Go to sky.ch.
It's time for Big Screen, Little Screen. Susie, we are looking at things that we can watch from the comfort of our couch. We're starting off with Netflix. I love it. Susie, you're obviously up staying in this week.
Oh, yes. G'day, Kat. We are staying in. I've got some series for you to watch on the small screen. And I'm going to start you off with one on Netflix that is out now. We've got four seasons that have hit our screen. It's called You.
So this one, now we've got, what is it, like the second half of the fourth season.
Yeah, so fans of the show had to wait a full month, poor things, to watch the second half of season four, but it is out now. But if you're new to the TV series, don't worry, I'll give you a rundown of what it is about. And if you like the sound of it, you can put your binge pants on. This is a psychological thriller, and it's based on a series of books. So we see Joe Goldberg. He's a bookstore manager, and a serial killer, who falls in love and then develops a deep obsession. So this is a modern-day serial killer who uses technology to track his victims.
Oh, how very modern of him.
Yeah, so four seasons in, and we see Joe and his desires to kill challenged in London. So season one was set in New York. Seasons two and three in California, and now we see season four in London, where Joe's rubbing shoulders with the elite and he must fight his urges and not get caught.
Let's hear a snippet from the trailer.
Professor Jonathan Moore.
Why are you here?
Did you kill someone?
Oh, did someone break your heart?
Did you break my heart, Marianne?
Do you know, I saw season one of this and I can't quite get behind it in the way that I could get behind Dexter, which has a very similar premise in that you see things from the perspective of the serial killer. It has the murderer's inner monologues going around. I just could not get behind this one. Something about it is just different.
Yeah, so 40 million people have tuned in for this one. So it is kind of considered a hit. Originally, it was a little bit of a sleeper hit and then it gained a massive fan base. So usually when you see a book that's turned into a show or a movie, it already has a dedicated group of followers. But this kind of has a whole new fan base just from the success of the show. And like you say, if you're wondering why, we can kind of look at the current obsession with true crime and the massive amounts of documentaries, podcasts, and shows based on serial killers and see that there's no crime formula that isn't a hit these days. But to be fair, critics of this show have questioned, is it normal for us to romanticize killers and should we be making shows about them, fiction or not? The fact is, as long as we watch them, Kat, they will be made.
I think you've hit the nail on the head. The word is romanticized. It's a really good word for it. And the first season romanticized stalking too. Like, you should be grateful he's giving you this much attention. It's uncomfortable. I didn't like the perspective.
They did kind of consider the kind of person that they would cast in this. So when they were casting it, the makers of the show, they wanted to ensure they could show the love story with the horror in every scene. So they didn't want someone too creepy. They wanted someone for the love interest. So he had to be believably charismatic to get the girl. So the man who got the part is actually well known for playing Dan in Gossip Girl. And that actor, his name is Penn Bagley, has proven himself with this role as a nice guy with control issues.
But that's it. He's not a nice guy. He's a creepy killer. He keeps people locked up in basements. I don't want him portrayed as a nice guy with issues. Like, he is horrible. Anyway, look, this one has been a major hit with many. I'll skip it, even though the last season was filmed in my old university buildings, which was Royal Holloway, which in this is called Darcy College in the series. So the only reason that I might take a little look at season four is some nostalgia for the location. But that is You. It's been a huge hit. Season four is out now on Netflix. If you enjoy creepy, portrayed as nice guy serial killers, then this is a great hit for you. You'll love it. I want to know if anyone really strongly disagrees with me. Write in, let us know. studio@worldradio.ch. Let's move on and look at something a little magical. This is on Sky Show. It is His Dark Materials. We are on season three of this one.
Yeah, hopefully, Kat, you'll enjoy this one a little bit better. So season 3 is out now. It is the final season of it. The third season of His Dark Materials hit our screen this week, and it follows the story as written by Philip Pullman. The books were a critical success, so it's no surprise that it was made into a multi-season TV show. So, like I said, we're now treated to its final season on Sky Show. So fans will be glad to hear that the final has a faithful adaptation from the book, and we're promised a heart-wrenching conclusion. Lyra and Will go on a journey to a dark place, one which no one has ever returned from. Lyra's father continues to rage war against the authority and discovers that saving the world comes at a great price. It sounds actually really sad. I'm not sure I can bring myself to watch this one.
I'm going to subject you to a little snippet from the trailer, though. Here we go.
Asriel, our daughter is in danger. The Magisterium want her dead.
Do you know who they say she is?
If the prophecy is true, she will achieve something far beyond your rebellion. Do not fail her.
It's magical. Of course it's magical. Everyone's got, haven't they all got a little, they got a little animal sidekick in these
yeah,
books.
Little that demon,
thing.
Yeah,
little demon. There we go. That's it. I remember. I read those books. It was a long time ago. Okay, so that one is His Dark Materials. It's season 3. It's been a little while. I should do a little bit of catching up because I'm not a fantasy fan, but I did enjoy that one. I enjoyed the books at least. So that one's available on Sky Show. That one also out now. And we also looked at You, available on Netflix. There are 4 seasons of that. If you would like to listen to this again or get some more inspiration on what to watch on the big or the little screen, then you can head to worldradio.ch/bigscreen/littlescreen. Thanks, Susie.
You're welcome, Kat. Enjoy some of the small screen this week.
Big Screen, Little Screen, sponsored by Sky Show from $9.90 a month with no commitment. Go to sky.ch.